Section 60. Which knife?
Section 60. Which knife?
Once we are used to using chopsticks, it becomes easy.
Once we are used to using chopsticks, it becomes easy.
Why? Well, there is no choice in which chopstick to use. They are basically the same.
Why? Well, there is no choice in which chopstick to use. They are basically the same.
However, in the West, where chopsticks are not so common, it can be difficult.
However, in the West, where chopsticks are not so common, it can be difficult.
Usually, it is easy to know how to use a knife and fork.
Usually, it is easy to know how to use a knife and fork.
The knife is placed on the right and the fork on the left.
The knife is placed on the right and the fork on the left.
We use the related hand for each. Fork in the left hand, knife in the right.
We use the related hand for each. Fork in the left hand, knife in the right.
But sometimes there may be more than one knife and fork.
But sometimes there may be more than one knife and fork.
Then it can look a little daunting.
Then it can look a little daunting.
The simple rule is to work from the outside in.
The simple rule is to work from the outside in.
That is, for the first course, use the outside knife and fork.
That is, for the first course, use the outside knife and fork.
Then work in for each course.
Then work in for each course.
There may be a separate smaller knife on a side plate for bread and butter.
There may be a separate smaller knife on a side plate for bread and butter.
If fish is being served, then a special knife is used for cutting and eating the fish.
If fish is being served, then a special knife is used for cutting and eating the fish.
A steak knife has a serrated edge to make cutting the meat easier.
A steak knife has a serrated edge to make cutting the meat easier.
So, remember, work from the outside in and you will be okay.
So, remember, work from the outside in and you will be okay.